Now, of course, our main focus this afternoon will be at the Jakemans Community Stadium, where Chester FC are away to 20th place, Boston United. But, of course, there is a Chester FC women's team, and we've been keeping a close watch on them over the past few months. And this afternoon, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Emma Gray, who's just returned to the team after a long-term injury. And apparently, you've been at the club since 2017, Emma.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes. So, tell us a little bit more about your part in the club's history.
Yeah, so as you said, I've been at the team now since 2017. Seems like longer, actually. So I was born in Chester, so I've always wanted to play for Chester and then been enjoying it for the past couple of years, and we've been doing well. So won a few trophies as well since I've been here, but hoping to win some more, I think.
Now, going back to when you were at school, and presumably you expressed an interest in playing football then, was it frowned upon by the lads in your school?
I think the younger lads didn't really have a problem. They always sort of let you play, but
right,
made you go in goal and stuff like that.
Right.
It's always the way. But I think it was more a case of just parents and like getting used to it, as the younger girls wanted to join in. But I did play with the lads until I was about 11. And then finally joined the ladies team, well, a girls team after that.
Brilliant. And of course, for people younger than yourselves, just starting off, that's not going to be a problem because it's now wonderfully accepted, isn't it, that women play football?
Yeah, which is great. And I think there's so many more young girls playing now versus when I was playing. When I was younger, I was probably the only girl in my school, really.
Right.
And now there's actually hundreds turning up for Chester sessions, so it's really great to see.
Fantastic. Now, I was going to ask you about the last game, but I gather the pitch was waterlogged at Altrincham, so that didn't take place.
No, it didn't. And we're hopefully going to get a game this Sunday against Withenshaw.
Right.
I think we might be on grass, but hopefully if it's waterlogged, they'll find us a 3G pitch so we can get a game in, and because we had a friendly the week before that, so I think it'd be good to get a league game in now.
Indeed. And have they rearranged the fixture with Altrincham or not?
Yeah, I think they will do. It's usually played towards the end of the season, I think,
and right,
perhaps in the midweek game even.
Right, so looking forward to the game against Withenshaw tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. I think because we had as I said, we had a friendly, so I think we really want to play a league game now off the back of a win there and try and get 3 points on the board, because we're in fifth and obviously we're not too happy with that. We want to move to the league. So yeah, I think everyone's like sort of excited to get going and get playing.
Fantastic. Now, I gather it kicks off 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, that right?
Yeah, it will be.
And I've got the ground as the Selco Builders Community Stadium.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Fantastic. Right, well, good luck for the game tomorrow.
Cheers.
And no doubt you'll be back on the radio next Sunday afternoon, hopefully telling us about a victory in that game.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Okay, good to talk to you, Emma. Thanks for that.
Cheers, bye.
Bye-bye now, bye.